This is China Daily Audio News. I'm Brendan John Worrell. Shipping firm slows its vessels to save on fuel. China Ocean Shipping Group Company, or COSCO, one of the country's largest shipping firms, is mulling over a plan to reduce the cruising speed of all its ships by 10%, in order to lower fuel consumption and reduce emissions. At the start of the year, the state-owned company launched a pilot scheme, cutting the speed of its container ships by 10%, and Chen Zhengjie, Director of Safety and Technology, revealed in March they saved nearly 30,000 tons of fuel. Also last year, the group spent millions of dollars equipping its vessels with energy-saving equipment, with Chen saying, "Fuel consumption is now at its lowest level in the company's history." Chen was talking of COSCO's success at a national video meeting for the shipping industry, organized by the Ministry of Transport. At the meeting, the firm was named as exemplary for the industry, along with 19 ports, logistics companies, and transport administrations. Chen said the ministry is pushing the whole transport industry to cut fuel consumption and emissions, with Vice Minister of Transport Gao Hongfeng stating, "By 2010, we aim to reduce fuel consumption per unit for trucks and ports by 5% and for ocean-going ships by 11%, based on 2005 figures. These efforts will be significant to the national campaign to cut energy consumption, as road and water transport accounted for 31.5% of China's total petrol consumption in 2006, he said. China has set targets to reduce its energy consumption per unit of GDP by 20% by 2010, and to raise its renewable energy consumption to 15% by 2020. According to Gao, the reduction of energy consumption and emissions is a long-term task for the whole transport industry, and it can be achieved through better management and planning. Over the next 3 years, the Transport Ministry will try to optimize the road and navigation infrastructure and build a seamless connection between railways and airports to reduce oil consumption, while also encouraging more people to use public transport. As for cargo transport by road, the ministry plans to set up a system to completely eradicate high-emission vehicles, Gao said. Here are the questions for the story. Number 1. In March, by reducing the cruising speed of all of its ships by 10%, how much fuel did COSCO save? And number 2, what two targets has China set to reduce its fossil fuel consumption and raise its renewable energy consumption? For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn.